Isaiah chapter 53. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity, the evil, the sin of us all. Today is Good Friday. And it is a good day, if it is not necessarily a happy one. Today we look at the cross and we see the cost of our sin, the cost of my sin. And today we read the story of the crucifixion, the journey that Jesus took to the place of the skull, the hill overlooking Jerusalem in our place. We see the crowd gathered as he is beaten, as he carries his cross through the streets, battered and bloodied, weakened and broken, spit on and mocked. For you, for me, it's a hard day, but it is a good day. It is Good Friday. I find myself that on this day each year, I'm reminded of something important, which seems strange because this is obviously important. But today, I feel like more than most times we gather, we're reminded that what we're doing here, this thing that we do every week, that we do together, that we talk about every Sunday, and we get together in Bible studies and small groups and life change groups and youth and children's and young adults ministries, men's, women's, seniors. All of it is real. This isn't a country club or a hobby group or a community organization or a support group. We are here. All of this is happening because the cross actually happened. God really exists. And we really need him. Too easily, this all becomes just a story for me, for myself. It's a habit. It becomes normal. The truth of life and God and sin and Jesus and all of these things just gets lost in all the distractions and busyness of life. But on this day, on Good Friday, I'm reminded that God really did create everything. He created everything. He made us to be with him, to enjoy him, to love him, to experience him together forever, perfect forever. And then sin entered the world through Adam and Eve, and again and again and again through each one of us, through me. We chose to disobey God, and something real broke. Something tangible. Something almost physical was broken. Relationship with our Father, connection with God, life and light itself broke. And we fell into darkness, into fear, into selfishness, into hurt, into brokenness. Wasn't just a simple mistake, a slip up, a little misstep. We disobeyed God and our innocence was lost. We were lost. We've tried so hard to find a new purpose for our life, our being here. We've tried to make up a new reason for us to be. But the only thing that truly matters, our relationship with God, was destroyed. And we might not even really understand it because it's hard to understand. It's difficult for us to see. But we know it. We know it's true. We know that things are not the way they're supposed to be. Something is wrong. Every religion and philosophy in the world knows that much, at least. Something is clearly wrong with all of us, with all of this. And we're working so hard to fix it. But we can't. And we kind of know that too. We like to pretend that we can be good enough, that I can be a good person, that somehow that would make a difference. But I know immediately that I can't be good enough. That there's way too much selfishness and hurt and insecurity in my heart to actually be a good person, to actually change even my own life, let alone anything around me. And God knew that. From the beginning of the world, He knew that. He knew what was going to happen. He knew what we were going to do. And He created it all anyway. He created us anyway. That's how important this is. That's how good this is. Because He loves us. Because He is love. John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." God did not send His Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Our world sees God, if they view Him at all, as distant and angry, judgmental, ready to punish us, wanting to punish us. Even we fall into that view sometimes. But it's not true. God is not hate. God is not vindictive. God is love. So much so that He sent Jesus to us, His one and only Son to us. I said a couple of weeks ago that I have my own children now, and that's the piece I don't get. I don't understand that sacrifice, giving up my child for someone so undeserving. It's too big for me. But God did it. In Romans chapter 5, Paul captures the power of this truth. He says, "You see, at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly, for us. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." while we were still sinners. We hadn't even said sorry. We didn't even understand what we had done, and he sent Jesus anyway. To be abused and rejected, beaten and mistreated, tortured and killed for sinners like me. Because all of this is real. And sin has consequences. Something broke when we disobeyed God, and that has a real cost. Romans chapter 6, for the wages of sin is death. The cost of sin is death. And it's supposed to be for us eternal, permanent separation from God. Here, now, in this life, and forever. We could never be with him again. We could never see our Father, our Creator, ever again because of what we did. Because that relationship was broken beyond repair. At least by us. But Jesus came. The creator of the world was born as a human baby, lived a human life, a real human life. Perfect, sinless, in perfect unity with his Father, like we were supposed to be. And he showed us what it was supposed to be like, what this was supposed to be like, and it's amazing. Life with God, like Jesus showed us, is amazing. And then he paid the price for us. The wages of our sin. 1 Peter 2, he committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin, the cost of our disobedience is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. What a gift. What a God. What a Father. In Luke 23, he records the story of Jesus' time on the cross. And he's flanked on each side by a criminal who's being executed for their crimes. And these criminals represent for us the clear choice that we have. In response to what Jesus has done, one criminal hurls insults at Jesus. He is angry. He's angry at himself. He's angry at God. He's angry at the world, at life. And he chooses pride and bitterness and anger. And the other criminal chooses humility. Repentance. He says, don't you fear God? Since you're under the same sentence, we are punished justly for we're getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he turned to Jesus and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, hanging on the cross in unimaginable pain and suffering, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. It gives me chills. Today we remember that we really do need a Savior. And we really don't know how badly. But Jesus knows. And he offers us more than we can imagine or deserve. Paradise. With him forever. Jesus died on the cross. That actually happened. It's not a story. It's not a metaphor. Not a lesson. It happened. He died because we deserve death. He died to save you. He died to forgive you. He died because he loves you. He died because we needed him to.